So if you have financial goals and dreams, that should be a short-term goal. Go platinum by November. Have 10 members on your first level. Each have at least one on their first level in November, and then make sure that they still pay their dues in December so you qualify as a platinum. That should be a good short-term goal. I mean, you're here for only one reason. You're not here because you don't want to hear a show. I mean, yeah, Dolly Parton was here last night, but you know, she's not here tonight. You're here because you want to learn how to make money. Am I right? I mean, that's why you're here. Otherwise, you're in the wrong room. So step one, if you want to go platinum, step one, if you want to go one star, two star, three star, four star, five star, forget the pin. Step one, if you want to make $5,000 a month residual income. Step one, if you want to make $2,000 a month residual income. Step one, if you want to make $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, you have to do step one. Otherwise, nothing's going to work. Step one, you haven't heard this before, so write this down. Make sure you get this because you've never heard this before. Step one is define your dream and get a burning desire for its achievement. That's step one. As a matter of fact, wait a minute here. How to Get Started Fast. Let's see what's in this book. Step one. Oh, define your dream and get a burning desire for its achievement. I guess it's right here, part of the 8-step pattern for success. But that is step one. Step one. Define your dream and get a burning desire for its achievement. We're not going to talk about that tonight. You have to do it. It's in here. It's in the Success Mastery course. But the first point is, have you defined your dream? And do you have a burning desire for its achievement? I know whether you've done that step or not by what you do next week and what you've done last week. If I sat down with you and just said, and I went through a bunch of questions, what did you do last week to build your affiliate program? Based on that, I know if you have defined your dream and have a burning desire for its achievement. And I guarantee you, most of you don't and have not completed step one correctly. Because if you have defined your dream and have a burning desire for its achievement, and you're wanting to build the affiliate program to make that dream come true, and you're not doing anything, you haven't defined your dream and you don't have a burning desire for its achievement. If your dream is to become a bodybuilder, if that's really your dream, I told the story of Platinum Club, 70-year-old woman, 70 years old, 70 years old, decides she wants to be a bodybuilder. 1 year later, she goes and enters a contest, comes in third. The next year, she enters a contest and wins, comes in first. 70 years old. She worked every single day. Why? Because she had defined her dream and she had a burning desire for its achievement. And because she had a burning desire, working out in the gym and eating a fanatically radical diet for 2 years was not sacrifice or work or effort. She was doing what she loved because she was going for her dream. If you have defined your dream and have a burning desire for its achievement and don't do any work, there's something wrong with step one. If step one is done correctly, you will work this based on the size of your dream. If your dream is small, $2,000 a month, then you're not going to do it as much or as somebody whose dream is $50,000 a month. But that's step one, define your dream. If you want to go platinum, if you want to make $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, that's step one. Step two, make some commitments. I'm not going to go through all these, but the first three are the thinking process. Define your dream. Number two, make some commitments. Make some commitments basically means what are you willing to commit to time-wise each week to make your dream come true? Is it, you know, if you join a bowling league, you make a commitment. I'm going to bowl every Monday night because I'm a team member. I can't not play with the team. If you're in a softball league or a volleyball league, you make a commitment. Yeah, I want to be a member of the league, and I'm going to work. I'm going to go and practice with the team, and I'm going to make a commitment. And you don't not show up for practice or not show up for games unless there's an emergency because you've made that commitment. If you have a job, you make a commitment. Yes, I will be there at 9 o'clock, and I will stay till 5 and have an hour lunch. You make a commitment.